nice feeling.
Any other problems? You've had a busy little period over Christmas and New Year.
One or two little knocks there, as you probably expect. One or two coming back. Cole trained this morning. Amir Hughes trained this morning, so which is really pleasing. So yeah, we're getting one or two back, which is good.
Considering taking Amir?
No, this one is probably a bit early for him. As I said, he's been over a year, and it's a long, long time. But the great thing is back out in the grass, and yeah, it's good to have him back.
Ben Morris back at the club from his loan spell. Is the idea just drop him into the under-23s and see if he can push on?
Well, listen, at this moment in time, we need a little bit more than that. If you're hanging the hats on, as I said before, if we're hanging the hat on kids, but you're in trouble. You can't ask the kids to keep going week in, week out. It's a really big ask for them. They've done great. If you look at the team on Saturday, it was incredibly young. Jack's done great for me since he's been in. Ondi's done really well. Flynn's been excellent. He sustained it. So Trevor's only 19 years old as well. So, as I said before, I said to you after the game, Steve Morrison appearances were more than ever front six, which is an incredible way the club has went. But that's the way it's went. We can't keep relying on them to learn their trade when you're in the position. And they need a little bit of help themselves.
Is this game a chance maybe to play some of your fringe players like an Nciala or a Danasi and some of the more experienced lads who haven't been starting?
There is that with our team I pick, but I wouldn't just pick a team and make it a gift. You know, I think we'll go there as strong as we can to go through. And we're playing really good football at the minute. It doesn't matter what ground you go to, we have our way of playing, and we'll go and try and win again.
Chance to give Bart another game and goal?
You might pick a team, don't you? You're throwing every name under the sun.
That's the last one.
I'll see how Dino is. He's got a sore one, and I'll have a look at Dino and see how he is. But Bart is doing really well in training, and looking like his old self as well, so I'll assess it.
A new left back since we last sat here anyway. What do you like about Callum Elder's game?
He's got a great drive, Callum. Really great drive in his game. Great hunger in his game. Really good left foot. And the great thing about him, he wanted to be here. As soon as I spoke to him, he wanted to come. And that's the type of lads we need.
I'd imagine he's come here expecting to play games. How do you see that tussle between him and Miles now? Because Miles has done very well the last two games.
Best man wins. There's no secret in football. It's an individual sport and a team game. I think that's the way it holds you. You have to perform. You perform great. If you don't, then you know what happens. There's no magic formula to it. You need competition, as I said before, and we own a situation nobody knows in this moment. We had to bring somebody else in. But Miles, you're right, 100%. I think Miles has been absolutely fantastic for us.
And do you expect now Jonas to move on eventually this month? Now you've got your second left back in the building.
No, but we had to prepare for it because it can happen. I don't know. I've not heard anything whether somebody comes in. But if a player says he's got one eye on something, then you'd never know. But Jonas has said again, been great training, never a bit of problem at all with it. It's just the situation with his contract has obviously been allowed to kind of run. But the club did offer something. So, yeah.
And Will Keane, is he coming in on loan from Hull?
I think there's loads of names out there at this minute in time where I think hopefully next week we'll get a few in, hopefully. If things go right and we do, hopefully we'll get a few in.
Frustrated at all? Would you have liked to have somebody in for this game this weekend?
No, cause I know the way it works, the transfer window. I'm not silly. I know how it actually works and functions. I know until somebody crosses the door and everything's done, then I start to believe it. And I don't get caught with the hysteria of names getting thrown left, right and centre. I never really get caught in with that. And as I said before, if lads come in and I know they're in the building, then it's a different thing.
Any closer with Simon Dawkins, who has been here?
Simon's been training, he's doing great. With his mind, he's been training for a while. He had a brilliant time at Derby, Dawkins, and I know what he's like, so I had him at Villa. And he needs a little bit of match practice and match fitness, but I gave him the training facilities to see how he done. But he's done really well.
And whoever you bring in this month, do they have to be ready to play, ready to hit the ground running? I guess you haven't got time to let them kind of bed in and find a few weeks to find their feet.
No, you don't. But listen, I think the loan market, especially the loan market, lads aren't playing at their own clubs for a reason as well. They're probably not getting a lot of game time in their own parent club. We have to get them up to speed really quickly when they do come, and you're hoping for that period of time that they'll be ready and, as you say, hit the ground running.
Nice to have a break from the league this weekend.
Do you know what? I don't really know because I'm really relaxed because we're playing really well. I can't, as I said before, I can't predict result, but I know football-wise we're in a really good place. The lads know they're in a really good place with it. We just have to be more ruthless at both ends of the pitch, and hopefully they help us come
I'd imagine you want to win this game and have a cup run. There will be a
in.
debate among some supporters who think, right, forget about the FA Cup this season. It's all about Rotherham and Blackburn and Villa.
No, well, I think any competition in, you go and try and win it. I think we owe it to ourselves and owe it to the club, owe it to the supporters because they come a long, long way go and watch it. So I won't take it lightly. I'll do everything I can to go through.
Can you do anything about individual errors as the manager, or is that just simply down to the players making bad decisions, doing wrong things when they cross the line?
Do you know what, as I said before, I absolutely love watching them play and some of the football we play. I think you said that people are saying it's the best I've seen here for a long time. Okay, we're not getting the results. I think some of our performances have deserved and the chances we're creating, but individual errors happens. But as I said, I've only been here just over 2 months. But the improvement in lads as footballers and as a team is vast. And this, as I said before, the atmosphere in the stadium is incredible, considering where we are. I think everybody sees what we're trying to do here.
Do you enjoy the FA Cup? Do you still get a buzz on third round weekend?
I get buzz from any game. Any game I'm involved in, whether it's a player or a manager. I love football. I love the way the game is. It's an emotional roller coaster of rise up and downs but every game I've been involved in I've loved. And the FA Cup is a brilliant cup competition. But every game I've been involved in, I enjoy it.
Is it still as special as ever, this competition? Do you think when everybody's either chasing to get in the Premier League or get into the Champions League?
Listen, when you look at the affordable and teams win it, this shows you it's as special as ever. So getting to Wembley or actually winning the trophy, it's a brilliant feeling for anybody, any footballer, any football club. So I don't think it's ever undervalued. People might see different things, but it's a competition that you want to do well in. Are we ever really going to win it? Nobody knows. Football is a strange game, but when you're in it, you may as well go and do everything you can to stay in it.
And do you enjoy the fact people nationally are maybe looking at this one as a potential upset, as in it Accrington turning over Ipswich Town? Does that kind of spur you on as well?
Do you know what? I'd never think of it. I'm totally focused on us, and we go up there and go and try and win. The cup is great for throwing up surprises. Always has been, always will be. That's the nature of the cup football. So but we have to go there and if we play the way we have been, and we do the clinical stuff right and do what we've been doing of late, hopefully we'll get through.
Lovely. Thanks, Paul.
All right.
Tom? Paul, should Ipswich go into this one expecting to win, do you think?
I don't think there's ever a game where you actually think, well, we expect to win. I think that's dangerous. It's a hard game. You have to earn the right to win. We have to earn the right to win. I'm not going up there thinking, well, it's a team in the league below or anything like that. The good thing is a lot of the lads have played the lower leagues, so the surroundings won't be any different to them. They know the surroundings of it. But I don't get into any game thinking I'm expected to win. I get into any games knowing I've got to earn the right to win, or we've got to earn the right to win. Football doesn't work quite as easy as that, Tom, you know.
Keaton Jackson was in here earlier. He spoke really articulately, actually, very well. But he did also describe conditions at his former club, Accrington. Didn't paint the prettiest of pictures, probably about the pitch, the changing rooms, the toilet facilities. I guess you guys are just going to have to deal with whatever's thrown at you.
Yeah, you deal with them. That's the nature of the game. Cup football throws things like that up. It's not the nature of it. You have to go and handle it and see how the pitch is. I don't know. I've not been up there for a number of years, so I don't know. I know the surroundings of it because I've been there with Wickham, so I know exactly what it entails. But as I said before, I don't think it should faze anybody because a lot of lads have came for that, the League One, League Two. So I don't think that'll be a problem.
I guess your opponents will relish the opportunity, though, of having a Championship side there, which, as you mentioned, Brennan, you know, many people out there, many pundits, are kind of thinking this, well, could well be a chance for an upset.
Every game is. It don't matter where you are. If a so-called smaller club draws a bigger team, upsets happen. I've been involved in upsets myself. I know exactly what it's like. We'd won the Champions League with Dortmund and we went to FC3 and lost 2-1. Knocked us out a regional team at the German Cup. Dortmund the European champs at that time. So I know what it's like. I know exactly Celtic, Inverness. I know a couple of upsets can happen. That's the nature of the game. You just have to make sure that on that given day that you get through.
You spent quite a bit of time with fans, liaising with them. Mm. You know how they feel about Ipswich in the Cup in recent years. They haven't won an FA Cup tie since 2010. Mm. It's extraordinary, really. Mm. Tough one for you to balance, I guess, this weekend, given where you are in the league.
It's not really, because I've got into every game trying to win. This one will be no different. My own career was pretty successful. So I played in teams where you go and try and win every game. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, the league's more important or the cup's more important. Every game you're playing is vital to me. And if we can win, great. But we'll try everything we can to win. It's a difficult game. But the football we're playing, I'm really happy with the football. Really happy with how we go about it. We just need to be more clinical in both boxes.
Many bookies do have Accrington as favourites. Is that fair? Is that right, do you think?
I'm never a betting man. I couldn't tell you what a bet means. So you're probably better throwing another question at me, because I don't understand how bookies work and how it actually works. So to be fair, I'm not really interested in what bookmakers say, to be honest.
Most of them are pretty profitable, I suppose, aren't they?
Yeah, they probably are. Yeah, I think they probably are.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Can Tanasian play? He's technically still on loan. I assume they've given permission for him to.
No, play. Do you know is available. That's went through, so he's available.
Yeah. We talked quite a lot in the last press conference about being more clinical at the top end of the pitch and you wanting to strengthen across the forward line, but the damaging thing, I guess, on Tuesday was the goals conceded. Mm. We've seen that in some of the other games as well. Is that an area that you'd be looking to strengthen as well?
We're trying. I gave the club what I thought the strength was needed. And it was virtually every area of the pitch. I thought we needed to be a bit more stronger in all areas, because I thought it was unbalanced. And I still think it's unbalanced until we get people in. I think the physicality of us ain't a big side at all. Millwall played to their strengths in the second half. We get caught up into that euphoria of a game, the emotion of the game. We had to play with the ball, use your strength, and the first half was evident that we were very, very good with the ball. Second half, it became a fight, and we tried to fight them at their own game. The second goal, it was never a free kick from Flynn. Never. Jordan should have done better. He thinks it's come off of one of their lads. Should have done better than that. In the third one, I'll debate, because that was a really strong tackle. I see goalkeepers getting fouls for them, and it's just a tiniest little nudge from a corner. That was a full blown tackle, that was. So we have to be stronger, but we don't have great massive height in the side. We don't have massive physicality in the side. As I said before, the midfield lads they're young kids. Their bodies are still developing into being footballers, but that's where the club is at the minute. I can't physically give somebody strength. You can't physically do it. I can't give them experience. That has to come from themselves as well. We can only get experience through games, but that's where our football club is at the minute, until they get a bit of hand.
So when you talk about an unbalanced squad, you're talking about attributes as much as positions, in terms of, you mentioned size and strength there, that's an area of imbalance that you saw quite early?
Yeah. I recognise it right away, where I thought it was unbalanced. I could see it. You could feel it. What was wrong? I knew if anything happened to Cole Skuse, who was going to be a certain midfielder, really. I had to try and convert Chalobah in there, and he's done brilliant at it. But Cole was the one that gives you the experience in there, that sprays the ball around really, really well. So I knew myself. As I said before, this club's lost a hell of a lot of players out of it at the start of the season. They've lost 60 odd goals out of it. The lad Selena, who was here, who created a lot of stuff here. The lad Conley, who scored 5 goals. It's lost a hell of a lot of goals at the side. And experienced lads that knew the league. So that's where I think it falls down on.
Will the brand of football stay the same if you're able to bring in some height, some strength? You still want to continue playing the way you are?
Yeah. That'll be my blueprint here, right through the club. If I go away from it, this club will never move. It will never move. In the long term, identity bring back to the club is the way I want to do it. With it. I say I love it here. So it's a great club. It's lost its way a little bit. But the big thing, I think, the support have been brilliant. As I said, the atmosphere at the stadium is great. Everybody's right behind it. I think everybody sees what we're trying to do here with it. I think they know there's been probably a repair job, first and foremost, to try and get them. But at least we're making the football exciting. I think that's important. We're making it exciting and hopefully be more exciting. And you fasten your seatbelt and you get going. So it doesn't matter what type of player I play here. If people play my way, I'll make them better players.
Was the whole range of emotions on Tuesday, wasn't it? And I'm sure the fans went through all that of the world. I guess one of the bits of feedback is that people said I actually came away feeling something from the game, which has perhaps not always been the case.
No, do you know what? You're right. I think people are coming to the stadium now, exciting because of the way the football's been played and the atmosphere it's generating. And once this, I always stick to it, once it turns, it'll be unbelievable. This it'll be brilliant, and the feeling at the minute is that's the way I play. That's the way I want the team to play. The atmosphere as well. That even the fans group I met the other month, brilliant. Really important for this club to get everybody on side, and everybody's been great since I've been here. They really have. We need a little bit of help through players to help us to come in, and even then it's still a massive rebuilding job here, and to get this place back to what it should be, and it should be a stadium where the football is exciting and it's vibrant and it's at it every single time. And I think the games I've been here, the fans have been absolutely brilliant for us.
And on those signs, it sounds like you're closing in on some now. You said hopefully in the next week or so. Are they going to be purely short term type signings, or given the position that the club's in, do you have to have half an eye on the future with some of those as well?
There is a bit of both, yeah. I mean, that's the football club, I think, has went. I mean, you know better than I do. I don't know how it kind of worked. It's went down a lot of loan routes. Some loans come in, then all of a sudden they go away in the season, and then next ones come in, and it can't keep doing that. It's you have to have your own team of players here, your own maybe one or two loans. I get that, but not when it's an influx. It's very difficult to sustain that. As I said before, it's a great club with great foundations there. It just needs to be dragged up, I think. And if we get everybody unified in it and everybody goes the same way, it could be brought. I mean, I was in the town yesterday and we just walked through the town, first time I've been in it. And I thought, dear, if you can get this place going, this could be absolutely brilliant. It's one team in the town, and that's the beauty about it. And that gives it the power. If you get it right, it could be absolutely brilliant.
Very good. Best of luck. Right, thank you. Saturday.
Thanks.
First half performance on Saturday. You talk about how things will turn and how it could be great. Mm. The first half on Saturday, is that kind of a sign of where things will be?
If we get our own team and we can give them a chance at it, then that's the type of football we want to play. The way we play is well documented, how we play, but I want the football club to be run that way right through all the levels. That's what I want. That's because if I don't put a foundation in or I turn a blind eye to it, the club will never move and the structure will never be there. So I want the 23s to play the same way as the first team, I want the 18s to play right through 16, 15, right down. And if you do that for the future, it certainly helps it. But if you keep on chopping and changing and you never build it, and if I only had concentrated on one aspect of the club, then I think I'm going to look at failure, and I don't want to do that.
Excuse me, back in training.
Yeah.
So how far off is he from a game?
I don't know. He's done great. I mean, I've not had the chance to speak to him after training, because I had to come and speak to you guys, which is not my great number one priority. he's done great. Him and Hugh's done. As long as there's no reactions there, then I'll look at them and see how they go for next week.
And Ben Morris is back. Mm. But can he Can he go on loan again because of the three club rule, or can he go to the National League and nowhere else? Is that?
I don't know if the three club. Yeah, see, I'd have to find that out. I don't want kids to come here and stagnate and train. There's nothing at the end of it. You'd rather kids to go out and play games as well. As I said, in this moment, in this time, it'll be difficult for them because we need a little bit more. You saw the physical, like I said, at Millwall and even Sheffield United. The teams are a hell of a lot bigger than us there as well. We need that little bit more power.
And the other loanees are still out. Except Tristan.
Yeah, Tristan's back. He trained this morning, done well.
Hmm. Is he going to potentially come into your thoughts
on Saturday? No, not in this moment in time, no.
And there's a report just before we came here that you're interested in a double move to Middlesbrough for Grant Leadbitter, who obviously was a skipper here at one time, and Rudy Gustad. Is there anything you can tell us about that?
Well, if somebody's going to drop a massive nest egg of money in here, then you might look at it, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, two good players, two experienced guys, been at the top. And as I said before, I've spoke to a few lads to see if they would come in clubs back and forth. And we need a bit of strength. We definitely do a bit of strength in here.
But their wages might be a bit beyond you, is that?
Well, yeah. Listen, it's not. Not, but that's the nature of the game. You can't put the club in a position where we're just going to spend money and you end up in absolute ruins. I've seen it can't happen. You can't bout to levels of money. If it can't happen, it can't happen. You move on to the next one.
But in this instance, when it's not as if it's money's coming from the owner's pocket, basically, in this instance, isn't it? It's, there is a limit to how much he's prepared to spend during the window.
Mark has been brilliant with me since I've been here. He really has. I've got no issues at all. He's put money in before the club. He's helped me every way that he possibly can with it. And we'll try our best to get the club out of the position it's in. But everybody's working together. So, and that means a lot. Everybody works together, we try and get to this position.
And Tenessian, did you say that's been sorted?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's been through, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That must be a bit of relief for him finally after all this time.
Yeah, but last night I wasn't part of it, so I don't know the ins and outs of it. But I've never really, walked into a situation where it was kind of hanging over somebody that length of time.
And so it obviously means you can bring in more loan players.
Freeze up another loan. Yeah, freeze up another loan. But that's what I'm saying. You don't want to keep going down the loan route. It's no long term. It's no healthy for anybody. Especially for the club, because people come, people go. You don't get your identity in there. The club has to rebuild in a lot of aspects on it. And as I said before, as long as I'm here, I'll give it everything I've got, 100% commitment, heart, soul, everything. I said that I really enjoy it here. It's really, really good.
FA Cup memories, your personal FA Cup memories as a manager, what are your best ones?
Oh, dear.
Or cup memories,
do you know what? Wills, we three brilliant games. We beat Stoke 2-0 at Stoke. It was a brilliant day. I think it was the first time Wills had got through the third round for a long time. Then we went to Anfield and won 2-1 up there, and we beat with Chelsea at home, but it was 1-0 for until about, I think, 94th minute. So the game was on an edge there. So that was a great little run we had. But you've drawn Stoke and Liverpool and Chelsea. Jesus, if you beat Chelsea, you thought maybe we're going to win this thing. I'm only kidding. Never thought of it. So that was a good little time. The cup run I had with Wickham was great. That was the Carling Cup at the time. The semi-final was a great little run at it, But it's very difficult for smaller clubs now, because the level of money now is huge. It's huge. The Premier League is huge. And you look at the final, I'm pretty sure the final is going to be two really big clubs. That's the nature of the game, the way the game's going.
From Mitchell's perspective, a cup run can instill a bit of...
Do you know, I think it's great. If the club's not been through it since... When did you say it was? 2010? 9 years. It's not been through it. It's a long time, and it's too long for a club not to get through the early rounds. It's far too long. But I always think if you're in a competition, go and do what you can to get through. There's no point in playing the game if you don't think you can pick and choose when you can win.
Thank you very much.
All right. Lovely. No worries. See you later on. See you later. See you.
Good luck.